Daddy, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying this evening in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, don't pass us. As you bless others, please, Lord, don't pass us. I'm praying this evening in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray to each and every listener who are listening to us right now. I'm saying, Father, Lord, don't pass them as you are going to bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father, Lord, forgive us all our sins we have done. Forgive us all our trespasses we have done. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I'm praying, forgive us, Lord, as we forgive those who have wronged us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, I pray to each and every listener all over the world where they are listening. I'm saying, Father, bless them and restore their heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I stand against the devil. I stand against all the plans of the devil this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, because you are the Lord and you will always remain God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the Lord and you are Alpha and Omega. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you deserve the best. Lord, you deserve the praise. There's no one who is like you. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are Alpha and you are Omega. We thank you this evening. We thank you this day, Lord, because you are the Lord. You have been God from the beginning until now. You are still God and you are unchanging God. I thank you, Father. Take control. Let your will be done. This evening, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless each and everyone who is listening now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And heal those who are sick now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are the Lord, and you deserve the best. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. Amen and amen.
We've ever seen a woman. We've ever seen a woman. Oh, we live my love. Hey.
Central and time. What a beautiful Tuesday, and we thank God. So let me just tell you how the station that bring hope to and souls of the people, the show is called Time to Meditate. Meditate, what a beautiful show, and we thank God for the life God gave us. We thank God for the opportunity that God gave us tonight to be in the studio as we are going to say Time to Meditate. Now, if you want to interact with us this morning, you can do so, this afternoon, because somewhere it's in the morning, but here in South Africa, it's in the evening. So wherever you are, maybe it's in the morning, or maybe it's in the afternoon, but here in South Africa, it's the evening. That's why I greet you, and I said good evening. Now you are listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. Our number is +27832894658. If you want to interact with us, or you can say 0027832894658, or you can say 0832894658. If you can, it's the same number, but if you are in South Africa, you just say 083. But if you are international, you start with 0027, or you can say +27. Our email address is radio@bodygrace.org, and our Skype is BTGM Radio. Our Facebook page is Body Grace Radio. Now, it's not one word, but it's Body Grace Radio. You like the page and you continue chatting to us now. Let me just play this song to make you feel welcome, and I believe you will feel that So we are just going to say there's a song again by, I'm gonna play this song. It just saying it just say. Spirit pray. Now it's the reason why I'm playing this song. It's saying Spirit Pray by Elijah Olinde. It's a prayer. And then enjoy this song. After this song, what we're gonna do is we are going to continue with the agenda of tonight.
Spirit, have your way. Spirit, have your way.
Time to meditate,
John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Yeah, so you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and souls of the people. Now, this evening we are going to read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1. That's where we are going to read. I'm going to talk about the vision and the thorn. I'm going to talk about vision and the chin and the thorn. Now, let me just do this announcement so you can know what's going to happen before I start. Now, this festival, or they call it Christ Festival, it will be happening from next April until 21st of April. Remember, we are in what we call an Easter month. We are in what we call an Easter month, though there are lots of activities which are happening. There are lots of activities which will be happening all over the continent, all over the world. People, they will be celebrating the Easter in a different way. So now there's going to be Christ Festival. It's going to be from the 14th to the 21st of April 2019. Now, their theme is Wellness with Christ. It's going to be at a place called Christ World Ministries, number 424 Albert Road, Salt River, in Cape Town. Now, you can contact them on the number 021-447-1799. That's what you can do. Now, another one again, I'm going to give you another announcement. This announcement is going to happen in 2 days from now, because the time it's saying is 2 days and 23 hours and 25 minutes. Remember the song I played, the song by Elijah Olende. It was saying, "Spirit, pray." The Spirit pray. Now, it goes hand in hand with a revival that is going to happen on Friday, the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the host is Pastoress Letwane. The speaker there is Pastor John Mamawolo, and Pastor Mwale Malhopo is also there. Now, the venue is in Reform AGF, Reform Fellowship Church under AGF. The address is 2181 Kanana Extension 4 Kwanang Street. Now, it's going to start on 12 to the 14th of April, which means it's going to start on Friday until the 14th, which is Sunday. Now, on Friday, the service is going to start at exactly 1800 p.m., which is 6 o'clock Central African Time evening. And the Saturday is going to be again the same time. And then Sunday is going to be, it's going to start at 10:30. Now, they quoted the verse from the book of John chapter 16, verse 8, said, "He will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment." That's what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Now, I'm not going to talk about the Holy Spirit today, but I was just reading the announcement we have received. And for more information, they are saying you can contact +27 73 540 4833, which is the number for Pastor Mogale Malhopo, which is 073-540-4833. Or you can contact Pastoress Letwane on the number +27 78 822 0669, or which is 078-822-0269. Now, the good news is all the service will be broadcasted live from there on Friday. Now, it doesn't matter where you are, distance is not a problem. You can be able to celebrate with us as we'll be seeing the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, again, next week from Friday, remember, Friday is Good Friday. Now, in a place called Rantata, another word is the trustees in Limpopo, they have organized Easter conference in a place called Rantata. Now, under the message of saying it is finished. As well, there I invite you to, if you are in Limpopo, you can join them there. So because the date is going to be on, the date is from the 19th. Until the 21st. Now I am asking you, or I urge you to join them there. It's gonna be awesome. Now the host pastor there is Apostle Mamija. It's Apostle Mamija, and the speakers, they are five speakers. One of the speakers there, when I see on the poster, is Pastor R. Mohobi, and Pastor Sira Petwa, Pastoress Majakani, and Pastoress Maholovela, and as well myself, Pastor John and Mama Wolo, I will be there as well. Now, on Friday, there are three services. The first service is going to start at exactly 10 o'clock a.m. The second one is going to start at 2 p.m. and then 6 o'clock p.m. Sunday, Saturday, the same story, but the difference is going to be the one that is going to start at 2 is going to start at 3. It is called a business meeting. Sunday, the service started at 10 o'clock. Now, as well, again, you can contact Apostle Mamich on the number 072-117-7051, or you can say +27 72117-7051. Or Bishop Six on the number 08464. Again, the good news is all the service will be broadcasted live there. With what I told you, I'm going to speak about the vision and the thorn. That's what we will be talking about. Now, another announcement I want to tell you is, if you want us playlist at first and you receive a feedback, but remember, we only playing those who are born again. Now, when you send the criteria, so before I do that, I'm just gonna play one of the songs that is being submitted to us. The song is by Proclamation. They're in Canada, Proclamation group, They are in Canada, Proclamation Quartet in Canada. Their song is just saying House of Gold. That is their song. Enjoy this song. Enjoy the song. When we come back, we'll continue. The reason why I'm playing this is and it have gold. Now enjoy.
Lose my soul and lose my soul. I wanna lose my soul and
I'd rather
die grave and my poor soul will say
than to live in this
world.
Am I God?
And am I God?
I will lose my soul.
That's one of their there in their and they are listening to us as well. Song indeed. Now, can that bring hope to the heart and souls of the people? Whatever it takes for the soul. What a beautiful to be able to meet together. What lovely to the heart and soul. Whatever it takes for the soul. Now, I told you we are going to read. I'm reading your first. Second Corinthians, chapter number 12. I'm going to talk about vision and a thorn. Vision and a thorn. That's what I'm talking about this evening. Now you can interact with me and join me in our conversation. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email address. @bythegrace.org. Radio@bythegrace. Our contact number is 83289 4658. That is the number you can use to interact with me tonight. +27836584658. But if you are international, you just say +27832894658, or you can say 0027-3289. The voice note. You can even SMS us. Or what you can do is you can go to our website. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. 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 That's our email address. You can interact with us there by clicking chat to us. You will put your email address, your name, and you can continue chatting to us. Now, I'm talking about book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. That's where we are going to read. Just grab your pen and paper. Get a cup of it. Now, let me just say, Morena, wama somo somo. But the man called Morena, enjoy this song.
Time to meditate.
Six to nine p.m.
Yeah, that was Lucas Maloma saying, "Kimurena wama somo somo." You know, "Kimurena wama somo somo." What he's saying is, he's a God. I mean, you know, God. You know, he's saying he's God who cares for everyone. That is because he cares for you. He cares for everyone. He's God for everyone. He does not. You know what I like about God? He does not choose. He does not choose. He said, we are all His. He does not choose. If you are in America, He's your God. If you are in China, He's your God. If you are in Barbados, He's your God. If you are in India, He's your God. He is God. So that's what Lucas Maloma is saying. What a man. Thank you, Lucas Maloma, for your song. We thank God for your song. Yeah. To reminding us that Kimorena wama somo somo, for reminding us already, it's a God, it's a good God, it's a good God, it's a good God. Now, all right, as I promised you, we are going to read in the book of Second Corinthians chapter number 12 from verse number 1. I'm talking about vision and the thorn. I'm going to talk about the Paul's vision and his thorn. There are two things I'm going to talk about this evening. Vision and a thorn. A person will say, but what are you trying to say, Muruti? Why are you saying vision and a thorn? Why are you saying vision and a thorn? But I'm not going to dwell much in the vision, but I'm going to dwell much in a thorn. I'm going to dwell much in a thorn. Alright, let's just read the scripture there. If you are having a pen and a paper, you can write it. Second Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 8, it said, there is more that I have to say about myself. It wouldn't help, but I will talk now about vision and the revelation from the Lord. Who's saying this? We, that's a Paul. He was telling the church of Corinth. He said, I have much I can talk about myself. He said, there's more that I can talk about myself. There's more of what I can say about myself. But I am not gonna say it. I'm not gonna talk about myself. I'm not gonna brag about myself. I'm going just to tell you about the vision. The vision and the revelation of what I saw. That is Paul. He's saying, there's more that I can talk about myself, but I'm not going to talk about myself because there's more that I can talk about myself, but I'm going to talk about what? About the vision and the revelation. That is Paul. He's saying, I have much I can brag about myself, but that is not important. You know, we are having people nowadays, they talk much about themselves than God. We have more pastors, or many pastors, what they do is, they talk about themselves more than God. Now here we are learning. Paul is saying to us, I have more to talk about myself. But I'm not going to talk about myself. I'm just going to talk about the vision and the revelation that I got from God. Now let me remind you, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, remember we read the book of Second Corinthians, chapter number 12, verse number 1. Let me repeat it so that if you have just joined me, you will understand where we are. Now, I'm going to read. I'm reading it in English Revived Vision. He's saying, there is more than I have to say about myself. He said, I have more things I can say. There is more than I have to say about myself. It wouldn't help. Like if I talk about myself to you, it wouldn't help. Just imagine I go to the church, I just telling them how blessed I am by traveling to America, by traveling to USA, by traveling to France. I mean, what does that benefit somebody who is listening to me? I mean, you need to understand me. Don't misinterpret me. There are those people, when they go somewhere, maybe they've been invited to go and preach or to go and minister, they talk about themselves than God. Now, you are called there to come and share the word of God. But a person goes there to share about himself. You tell them that I have traveled to America, and after traveling to America, I went to Barbados. When I come to Barbados, I went to USA, I went to Nigeria, and then I'll stand up and pray. I mean, what did it benefit somebody there? Because you're bragging about yourself. Now, here we are learning when Paul was saying, there's more that I can talk about myself, but I'm not going to talk about myself. We know there are things which happened in the life of Paul. He was Saul, he was persuading, he was killing the Christian. He was doing all those things. But when God called him, he called him in a different way. He did not call Paul the way he called me. He did not call Paul the way he called you, but he called Paul in a different way. Now, Saul was traveling, going to persuade or to persecute another church. Now, that is where God called him. Now, he was called in another. He was called in another way. God didn't call Saul the way he called me. He called Saul about myself, but I'm not going to talk much about myself. Now you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for soul. Now the time is exactly 19:00, which is a news time. But the news time, as I told you, Gori, it's our news time is we read the Bible. I gave you the verse, but let me just give you this announcement. I'm gonna remind you again with this announcement. There's a Christ revival. It's starting on. Okay, actually, I'm gonna start with the one that is just around the corner, in the way in sequence. Okay, in sequence. Okay, in 2 days and 23 hours. And 58 minutes and 52 seconds. I want you to join me from the 12th to the 14th. Okay, from the 12th to the 14th of April. From the 12th to the 14th of April 2019, under the title of saying the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, you are all invited to join us and to join myself there in a place called Tembisa Reform Fellowship. The address is there is 2181 Kanana Extension 4, Kwanang Street. Now, as I told you, it's going to be from the 12th to the 14th of April 2019. The host pastor is Pastor Letwane, under the title of saying Power of the Holy Spirit. One of the speakers there is Pastor John Mamawolo and Pastor Mahale Malwi. The service is going to start at 1800 p.m., meaning the show that is called Time to Meditate is going to be replaced by the service, which means it's going to be Time to Meditate, but it's going to be a live service in a, we won't be in a studio, but we'll be in a church, in a Reformed Fellowship. That's where we'll be doing the show, but it won't be a show, it'll be a live service. You're gonna hear all everything that will be happening there in the service until the wait. And as well, on Saturday is the same story, and Sunday as well, it's gonna be at 10:00, 10:30, meaning the show for different colors when people on Sunday, it will be replaced by the live service there in Reform. So I urge you to tune in. I urge you to come and join them if you are around Tembisa. Now, on the 14th to the 21st of April, in a place called 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town, the church is Christ World Meet Ministries. They're having what we call Oneness with Christ. That is their theme. Oneness with Christ. It is a Christ festival. Now, as I told you, it's going to start from the 14th until the 21st. But you can interact with them on the number 021-447-1799. That's how it is. And again, the very same week, next week, at a place called Rantata, there's an Easter conference there. It is finished. That's the name of the theme for the conference, which is going to start on the 19th to the 21st of April. Now, on Friday, there's three services. The one starts at 10, and then 2, and then 6 o'clock. Now, the 10, 3, 6 o'clock. And on Sunday, it's going to start at 10 o'clock. Now, the speakers there, as I told you, there's Pastor Armo Gobi, and the Pastor Sira Petwa, and Pastoress Majakane, and Pastoress Mahulu Vela. And the host pastor there is Apostle Emma Major. Now, for more information, you can call Apostle Emma Major on the number 0720-117-7051. That's why I'm saying you can call Apostle Emma Major there. Or you can call 2720-4464. Remember, most of the time on the conferences, there is what we call refreshment. So you can call them there for more information. Now, okay. Remember, we are in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1, where Paul is saying, I have much to talk about myself, but I'm not going to talk about myself. I'm just going to talk about the vision and the revelation. I'm talking about the vision and the thorn. That's what I'm talking about this evening. Now, I want you to enjoy the song that is saying, Most High God, by Uche Ugu. Uche Ugu is saying, Most High God.
Come on. Where am I worshiping? Jehovah.
You know, you can join him and say, Jehovah, you are the most high God. You can join him. If you know how to sing, you can say, Jehovah, you are the most high God. That is a uche uku, saying most high God. Jehovah, you are the most high God. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, let me just remind you, listen.
By the grace radio
number 3 Shira Guest Street Rubber Ridge Extension 2 Lam Midran 1685. By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who way paman? Do not follow cannot teach the radio about the Naya God.
Yeah, we're gonna teach a monogram 0732692731. We're gonna WhatsApp Yarina 0832894658. By the grace radio,
just for a soul.
Time to meditate. Hey, John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
just for a soul.
Yeah. Time to meditate. Just for the soul. Yeah, that is who we are. I'm talking about the vision and a thought. Now, we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter... 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1, where... I'm going to repeat what Paul said. He said, there is more than I have to say about myself. It won't help, but I will talk now about vision and the revelation from the Lord. He's saying, I've got this more I can talk about myself, but it's not going to help you now what I'm going to tell you if I start telling you about myself. Now, I just want to tell all the listeners, if you are a pastor, you must not talk about yourself. Most of your time, talk about God. You know, we have a problem with the preachers of the word when they are given time to minister. Instead of preaching the word of God, they start telling us about how lucky they are staying in Santen, they are staying in Santen, they are staying in Hoodmead. What does that benefit somebody who is listening? What does that benefit somebody who is listening? You are a pastor, you are a preacher. Instead of preaching the word, you're just telling about yourself. What's that gonna benefit? That's why Paul is saying, I have much to say about myself. But that is not going to help you if I start telling you about myself. What I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk about the vision and the revelation. Now, I'm here this afternoon, this evening, to talk about the thorn and the vision. The vision and the thorn. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the vision and the thorn. But we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1. I read this in English, Revived Vision. Okay, for in case you having good news. Let us also accommodate you, if you love it in good news. I'm going to read it in good news to accommodate you as well. Let's say, I have to boost, even though it does not do any good. I have to boost, even though it does not do any good. But I will now talk about vision and the revelation God gave me. He said, I have to boost. Even though it's not going to benefit you. But I'm not going to boast about myself now. Now I'm just going to talk about the vision and the revelation. We know there are good things God has done for you. You must appreciate that God, you have done this. But you must not spend most of your time, 5 hours talking about that. And you only speak the word for 2 minutes. It does not work. Because it does not benefit anyone. Now, you need to spend 10 hours preaching the word and 2 minutes is talking about yourself. It makes sense. But there are people, they spend almost 10 hours talking about themselves, 2 minutes preaching the word. It does not make sense. I mean, you understand, there's no balance there. You need to balance. I mean, you know, I have a problem with someone. When you go somewhere on Sunday, you go to the church. What do you go there? Instead of hearing the word, you just hear things you receive from morning until evening. What I ask you, what have you learned? What is that you can say, God spoke to me? God spoke to me about this. Alright, let me continue. Let us continue. The time is exactly 7:15. Remember, we are talking about vision and a thought. Now, we are reading when Paul was still in the church of Corinthians. He told them, I have much to say about myself, but I'm not going to say much about myself. I'm not going to talk much about myself. I'm just going to talk about the vision and the revelation. As we continue, we will understand what is that vision and the revelation that he is talking about. All right. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 10. This is what I think you should do. Last year, you were first to want to give, and you were the first who gave. Last year. That's what he said. Okay. Let me not talk about that. Okay, I'll talk about that other time. Let me not talk about that now. Alright. Let's go to verse number 2. It reads as follows. I know a man in Christ who was taken up to the third heaven. This happened 14 years ago. I don't know if the man was in his body or out of his body, but God knows. That's what he said. So you will understand. In other words, here, Paul is talking about himself, but he did not want to say, I'm going to talk about myself, because he, like, okay, all right. Let me read it again. He said, I know a man in Christ who was taken up to the third heaven. This happened 14 years ago. I don't know if the man was in his body or out of his body, but God knows. He said, I know a man. That's what Paul is saying. He said, I know the man who went to third heaven. Now, let me ask you, if you are listening to me, what is third heaven, or how many heavens do we have? You can answer me. Now, as you are busy answering, I'm going to play the song by James Okon. James Okon, he's saying, I'm a winner man. Enjoy this song. I'm a winner man.
Defender in the name of the Lord, I'm a winner.
Victory, come on.
Victory is mine, I'm a winner.
Oho, winner man, that is James Okon saying, Oho, winner man. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people.
Time to meditate. Mavolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the Grace, just moving soon.
Yeah, so By the Grace Radio, just for the soul. Now, the time is exactly 7:23. Allow me to welcome those who have joined us now. I'm saying to you, feel welcome. You are welcomed to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. We're talking about the vision and the thought. Now, our scripture reading is in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1, where Paul was explaining, I have much to talk about myself, but let me just talk about the vision and the revelation. That's what he said. Now, in verse number 2, he said, I know a man in Christ. I know a man in Christ who was taken to third heaven. He said, this man was taken to third heaven. Now, before we went to play the song by James Oko, I've asked you, how do you understand about third heaven? Now, if we can put this in, okay, do we have, what is first heaven, second heaven, and third heaven? I mean, you want to tell me, if I can ask, if what I see now here up there, can I call it a first heaven? Now, what is third heaven? Now, when the rich man died and the poor man died, where did the poor man go? Did he go to third heaven or second heaven? We'll discuss that on the other day, but I'm not there today. We're just talking about the vision and the revelation that that Paul had. All right, he said, I know someone in Christ who went to third heaven. All right. Let's continue. I'm gonna read the verse number. Let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse number 14 and verse number 20. I wanna show you something. Then God said, let there be light in the sky. These lights will separate the day from the night. They will be used for signs to show when special meeting began and to show the days and years. They will be in the sky to shine light on the earth, and it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the larger light to rule during the day and the smaller light to rule during the night. He also made the star. God put the lights in the sky to shine on the earth. He put them in the sky to rule over the day and over the night. They separated the lights from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning. This was the first day. Then the God said, let the water be filled with many living things. Okay. Now, a third heaven. The reason why I read that verse, I wanted to show you what third heaven and so on. Alright. 1 Kings chapter 8:27. But God, will you really live here with us on the earth? The whole sky and the highest heaven cannot contain you. Certainly, this temple that I build cannot contain you either. Alright, let me pass. Let's read Isaiah 57:15. God is high and lifted up. He lives forever. His name is holy. He says, I live in a high and holy place, but I also live with people who are humble and sorry for their sins. I will give new life to those who are humble in spirit. I will give new life to those who are sorry for their sins. That's Isaiah 57, verse number 50. We're talking about the vision and the thought. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, we go into verse number 3. He said, "And I know that this man was taken up to paradise." Remember, he went to third heaven. When he was in third heaven, he went to paradise. Now, remember when Jesus was in the cross, there were two men who were there with him. The other one was on the right, the other one was on the left. The one on the right, he said, "When you go into paradise, remember me." He said, "When you enter into paradise, remember me." That's what he said. When you enter into paradise, remember me. That's what he said. He said, "When you enter into your paradise, remember me. When you enter into your kingdom, remember me." Now, Paul is saying, "And I know this man was taken up to paradise." Now, remember, he was in the third heaven. Now, it means that a third heaven and a paradise, they are not in, like, they are separated. That's what I'm saying. There's a first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, and a paradise. Now, that is where Jesus, when he was dying on the cross, when that man said, "Remember me when you enter into paradise. Remember me when you enter into paradise. Remember me when you enter into paradise. Remember me when you enter into paradise." Alright. He said, "I know the man who was taken to paradise." That's what he's saying. He said, "I know the man who was taken to paradise. I don't know," he said, "I know the man who was taken up to paradise. I don't know if the man was in his body or away from the body. But he heard things that he is not able to explain. He heard things that no one is allowed to tell." What are those things? He said, he heard things which, he can't even explain. And he heard things which no one, meaning he heard the secret. You know, if you can hear a secret or you saw something and you can't even explain, that's what happened to this man. But we will understand who is this man. We will understand very well who is this man. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 30, it said, "If I must boast, I will boast about the things that I saw, I am weak." He said, "If I must boast." Alright. Let's come to verse number 5. It said, "I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself. I will boast only about my weakness." He said, "I will boast about that type of a person." He said, "I as a Paul, I will boast about my weakness." He said he's going to boast about his weakness. "I'm going to boast about my weakness." Alright, allow me to play SS. A certain song by I'm gonna play a certain song by Samuel Philippe saying the prodigals. Just enjoy this song. I will explain much.
Let me see your love. This is the prayer of someone who is hungry for God, so desperate for God. And they pray this prayer that storms the gates of heaven.
Moyo wangu unafaga mbari. Moyo wangu unafaga ise. Lord, we bless you. We thank you that your presence is in this house. We thank you that the heavens are open now and the glory of God is ready to descend upon men and women that are hungry for God. We declare again, tear open the heavens, Lord, that the anointing will come down. We speak to diseases, dissipate. Speak to lives that are barren. To be fruitful again. Oh, we worship the true and living God who is able to come down by his power and touch lives, transform lives today in the name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. We thank you. Yes. 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 Yes, we thank you. Daddy, I pray now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Each and everyone who is listening now, touch them, Lord. Holy Spirit, touch them and touch us. Yes. Holy Spirit, we need you. Yes, that is the man, Tekso Zama Ngube. He's from Zimbabwe. We thank God for him, for the gift. We thank God for what a song. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and souls of the people.
Time to meditate.
Mabolo. 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Church will make soul.
Yeah, so remember we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1. Now we are now in verse number 6. Remember Paul is saying, I have much to say about myself, but I'm not going to talk about myself. I'm just going to talk about the vision and the revelation that I saw. So in other words, he was talking about the vision and the revelation that he saw, but he did not want to talk about him, that me, Paul, you know, I did this and this. No, no. But he was talking about the vision and the revelation he got. Now, remember we are there in verse number 6 when he said, because number 5 it said, I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself. I will only boast about my weakness. He said, I can only boast, for me to boast about myself, I can rather boast about my weakness. Now, he was saying he had a weakness that he had. Now, each and every one of us, we are having a weakness. Okay? A person cannot say to me, I don't have weakness. Now, each and every one had a weakness that you're having. Now, Paul was saying, I rather boast about the weakness that I have, rather than boasting about myself and saying, me, I did this and this and this. But here Paul is talking about the vision he saw. Now, he went to third heaven, alright, and he was in the paradise. But what he's not sure there, he's not sure if he went there physically or spiritually, but God knows that he was there. Alright. Remember, when we read number 6, it said, but if I want to say more about myself, I will not be a fool. He said, but if I was going to talk about myself, I was not going to be a fool. All right? What I'm saying is, okay, those who are talking about themselves, I'm not saying they are fool. They are not fool. Because I will be telling the truth. He said, if I talk about myself, I won't be fool because I will be telling the truth. But I won't say any more because I don't want people to think more of me than what they see me do or hear. He said, I don't want people instead of because sometimes when we talk about us, now people they whatever that you are called to do, whatever you're doing, it people they're gonna forget about it. Now they will be just talking about yourself for Leamona, what car is driving, Leamona, in which house is staying. Now they forget what you are doing. Now, Paul was saying, I don't want to talk about myself because people they will forget about what I'm here to do. People they will forget what I tell them about. For example, let's say now I preach about Jesus, but if I start talking about myself more than Jesus, people they're not gonna understand the issue. They're gonna like believe me, not believing Jesus that I'm preaching about. Now, what I'm bringing this, I want to bring this to, if you are a preacher, you preach it the way. Make sure you preach about Jesus, not about yourself. Because when you preach about Jesus, people, they will believe Jesus. They won't believe, you understand? Because when you talk about yourself, people, they're going to believe you, not believe Jesus. That's why we have a problem where people, they just, the followers now, they praise a person than God. Now, they see that person as God because you were talking much about yourself, not about God. It becomes a problem. It needs to be corrected because there are people who are taking much time preaching about themselves, talking about themselves, not about God. Now, people now, they start bowing down to you than to God. That's why we see we have a problem where people, they are now bowing down to a person, like they bow down, they no longer, when you tell about them, about God, they don't understand you, because they understand that person, because the person took much time talking about himself. Now, I want to tell you, you must not take much time talking about yourself. You must spend much of your time talking about God. Alright. Alright, let's continue. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Now, alright, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 8. It may seem as though we boast too much about the authority the Lord gave us, but He gave us this authority to strengthen you, not to hurt you, so I will not be ashamed of whatever boasting we do. You need to understand, because somebody will say, but yeah, the pastor is saying, no, I want you to understand what he's saying. He's saying, because of what God gave us, He gave us authority that we should strengthen you. Now we should talk to mom. Okay. You can boost about yourself, or you can talk about yourself in order to strengthen someone, but it mustn't be something that is prolonged. It mustn't be something that is going to take your time. Let's say maybe you can just give an example of saying, you know, God can do this because He have done this. I am here because of 1, 2, 3, 4. But not taking much of the time that you've given in order to deliver the word that when I talk about, there's no other way that you can strengthen them. Because you only spend much of your time talking about yourself. Now, you must not finish much of your time, or you finish much of the time you're given talking about yourself. You must not do that. Because God gave you the authority to strengthen the believers. He gave you authority to strengthen those who are weak. Alright, let's jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 16. I tell you again, no one should think that I am a fool. But if you think I'm a fool, then accept me as you'll accept a fool. Then I can boost a little too. He said, listen what he said. He said, I tell you again, no one should think that I am a fool. But if you think I'm a fool, then you need to accept the way I am as a fool. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 3:5. Is Apollo so important? Is Paul so important? We are only servants of God who helped you believe. Each of us did the work. Each of us did the work God gave us. I believe one of the good days, I'm just going to talk about this. Is Apollo important, or is Paul important? The reason why I'm saying I'm going to talk about this, we are having a problem where now, we as a Christian now, we are just breaking now. Like when we do things, we are competing with anyone. Now, for example, when somebody do a revival, you take pictures, like sort of like, it's not wrong to take pictures. I take pictures as well, and we post. But some people, when they post those pictures, you see how they post, Gore. They want to show you, Gore, now I'm working more than you. We have those people who believe, who think that Bona, they are they are preachers more than someone. Now, I believe one of the good days, by the grace of the Lord, I'm going to talk about this. Hori, is Apollo or Paul important? Because Paul was explaining, is he Paul important or Apollo important? Because we are all the workers. We are all the servants of God. Now, I want to tell each and every pastor, I know I see you there, you are preaching, you do whatever you do, but don't do as if like to brag. Kori, now I work more than you. Because Moshima Mudimu is not, we are not competing. We must not compete, because the Bible says we must carry the load of one another. What does it mean? We must help each other. That's why in the book of Proverbs it said, iron sharpen another iron. I mean, alone you can't make it. Alone you can't make it. That's what I'm saying. Iron sharpen another iron. I believe by the grace of God, one of the good days I'm going to talk about is Paul important or Apollo important. We have this problem where, for example, you can see on Facebook, pastors, we posting things, but when we post, it's sort of like I'm breaking, or now I'm working more than you. Like we are competing, or no, now I do this more than you. So this must stop. Because we are one in family. Now the only thing what we must do is we must support each other. We must uplift each other. Because the Bible says we must carry the burden of one another. Oh yes, we thank you, Lord. Okay, let me continue. Let us continue. Alright, let us continue. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, he said, we are workers together for God, and you are like a farm that belongs to God, and you are a house that belongs to God. Like an expert builder, I build the foundation of that house. I use the gift God gave me to do this. Other people are building on that foundation, but everyone should be careful how they build. That's what Paul is saying. Now, we are all the workers of God. Does it matter if when you have a 2,000 followers or people who are following you, or I have one, but we are all the workers. Now, I want to clear this. That is in your mind, you as a pastor, if you are listening to me, don't compete. You know, don't brag. Don't, how can I say, don't, you know, No. It's not wrong to post. You post to encourage. It must be to encourage others. Or let's continue working. But some people, they post that in order to kore, they are jealous or no, and it's a problem. We must support each other. Because iron sharpen another iron. Iron sharpen an iron. Alright, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 said, but if you can believe God, then you can believe that we tell you. Okay, let me start again. But if you can believe God, then you can believe that what we tell you is never both yes and no. 2 Corinthians 11:31. God knows that I'm not lying. He is the one and the Father of the Lord Jesus, and he is to be praised forever. Let's just say God of wonders. We are going to Nigeria. We are going to fetch a man by the name of Elijah Oyelende. He's saying, God of wonders. God of wonders. That is Elijah Onyelende. He's saying, God of wonders, God of wonders. Yahweh, God of wonders. He's indeed God of wonders. I mean, look at whatever is happening. Look at the sun. Look at the stars. Now it's evening. Now if you go outside, you will see there is a star there. I mean, you see, he's a God of wonders indeed. God of wonders. We bow before you, God of wonders.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace.
Just for a soul.
By the grace, by radio. The grace,
just for a soul.
Oh, enda wo favor man. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. Dog didn't I wanna gaina.
We are by the grace radio number 3, Sierra Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midran, 1685.
Nara dwe yabo of the grace ministry of this ministry chava na.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul.
And who way, Paman? Do not need to go yaga or follow cannot teach the Saraji about the Naya God.
Yoga reaches the monogram 0732692731. Over WhatsApp, Yarina 0832894658. Over Gamatamo, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Over radio at bythegrace.org.
Radio at bythegrace.org. By the grace, we are family. You are family with us this evening as you have tuned in and you have joined us. We are family with you. We are family with you. Now, we are continuing. I'm talking about vision and the thorn. Vision. And so now the time is exactly 8:04 CAT Central African Time. Now I'm just gonna remind you this announcement I just wanna make. We're having an announcement. Now it's 2 days and 21 hours and 53 or 55 minutes. Let me start again. It's 2 days, 21 hours and 55 minutes. The power of the Holy Spirit, that is a revival. The revival is going to take place at a place called, here in Tembisa, the place called Reform AGF. Address is 2181 Kananek Station 4, Kwanang Street. It's going to start from Friday, I mean after tomorrow, which is the 12th to the 14th of April 2019. The host today is Pastor Letwani. The speaker is Pastor John Mamabolo. And Pastor Mahale Malwa Opo, he will be also be there on the 12th of April. The service is going to start at 1800, which is in the evening. 1800, which means the show for Time to Meditate, it will be replaced by this service there. Tune in and be inspired. Tune in and be blessed on the 21st of again on the 13th April, same time. Same place, and again on the 14th of April, the time is going to be 10:30 in the morning. Now, again, on Monday, the 14th of April, I mean Sunday, the 14th of April to the 21st of April, in Cape Town, at Christ World Ministries, address is 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town. There is a Christ Festival. And you can contact 021-447-1799. That's a number you can use. Now, I go to Limpopo. There's going to be Easter Conference. The Easter Conference is organized by Assemblies of God Trustees there in Limpopo. They're having an Easter Conference. It's going to start on Good Friday, the 19th to the 21st. Under the message of saying it is finished, the host today is Apostle Mamecha, meaning, yeah, Pastor Apostle Mamecha is the one who is in charge of organization. Remember, like you, the organizer, you can have, but there's somebody who's responsible for that. The speakers there, It's Pastor Armohobi and Pastor C. Rapetswa and Pastress Majakani and Pastress Mahulubela and Pastor John Mamawulo as well. He will be there. The 19th and to the 21st, which on the 19th there are three services in the morning, afternoon and evening. On Saturday as well, three services. Sunday is one service. But the good news is by the Grace Radio, it will be broadcasting all the services there. Now, the other announcement I want to say to you, if you want us to play your music, you can send your song to playlist@bythegrace.org. Email is playlist@bythegrace.org. It will be attended to and you will receive a feedback. But the thing is, you must be born again. You must be born again. Now, if you want to interact with me now this evening, the number is 083-289-4658 or 00-2783-289-4658, or you can say 083-289-4658, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Our email address is www.radio.bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. That is our email address. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you say, you click where you're saying, let's talk. You put your name, you put your email address, you continue chatting to us. We are as well on a website, on Facebook, we are there, we are By the Grace Radio. On Skype, we are there, we are BTGM Radio. The station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. We're talking about vision and a thorn. So we read in the book of Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse number, we started from verse number 1. We are now in verse number 6. We read verse number 6. Now let's go to Job 24:25. I swear these things are true. Who can prove that I lied? Who can show that I'm wrong? Romans chapter 9:1. I am in Christ and I'm telling you the truth. I am not lying, and my conscience, ruled by the Holy Spirit, agrees that what I say is true. That is Paul. Alright, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 9 to verse number 10. It says,
You'll stop the time for me. You gave up your life for me. You would do it all for me. Lord, you'll calm the seas for me. Lord, you are my life's decree. You would do it all for me. Because I'm worth it. Oh, because I'm worth it. Oh, you let me be my.
Because I'm worthy. That is Paulina. She's saying, because I'm worthy. Paulina, she's in a grade 10. Scholar in Centurion. So if you want to interact with her, you can interact with Father. J.C. van Skalvik. You can interact with J.C. van Skalvik. He's a father, promoter, and the manager. The song was saying, worthy. Right. We are still continuing. You are listening to Bad Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul, that is who we are, and you are family with us. You are family with us. We are together with you, and I am with you. And now it's 8:13 CET, Central African Time. 8, which is 8:14 CET, Central African Time. We're talking about vision and the thought. Vision and the thought. That's where we are. Alright. I don't want 2 Corinthians chapter 10:19 said, I don't want you to think that I'm trying to scare you with my letters. Some people say Paul's letters are powerful and sound important, but when he is with us, he is weak and the worst speaker you have ever heard. That's what people they say about. I mean, there are those people who are saying that. All right. We going to verse number 7. Remember, we are reading in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 6. Now, we are in verse number 7. That's where I'm reading. But I must not be too proud of the wonderful things that were shown to me. You see, the person who Paul was talking to is himself. But he didn't want to say it straight that I, Paul, I went to third heaven, I, Paul, I went to paradise, because he realized by saying that people, they're gonna just try start to bow down to him. They're gonna take him, they're gonna lose their focus. Alright, he realized that the people, they're gonna lose their focus. They're gonna lose focus on what they should focus. That's why we have a problem with people now, those who are doing things like bowing down to their pastors. It's because it started by small being small thing, and you as a pastor, you did not correct it. Now it becomes a problem. Okay, that's why in verse number 6, as I said, he said, but I must not be too proud of the wonderful things that were shown to me. He said, I must not be proud of the wonderful things which were shown to me. So, a painful problem was given to me. An angel from Satan sent to make me suffer so that I will not think that I'm better than anyone else. He said, so that I may not think that I'm better than anyone else. There are people who think they are better than anyone. There are those people now, as I speak, they think Horbona, they are better than you. The person is saying, now I have a 4,000 seater tent, or I have a 20,000 seater tent, when I only have a tent that is carrying two people. Now I'm important than you. Now this Paul is saying that I don't want people to think Horbona, I'm better than them. I'm not better than them. We are equal. That's why I'm saying, in the body of Christ, we are equal. Even if you can be international speaker, and when you preach, but what I want to tell you this evening is, in the body of Christ, we are equal. No one is bigger than anyone. We are equal in the body of Christ. We are equal in the body of Christ. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Now, you are family with us. I am family with you this evening as you are listening to us. Nobody is important than anyone. That's why Paul is saying, I will not think that I, because he said, I saw a wonderful things. I do not be proud because I saw a wonderful things. Now he said, so a pain problem was given to me. A pain problem was given to me. So I must not be what? I must not be proud. I must not be like on high. What about Kodim? The people valoring when they receive things, when God start to anoint them, when God start to remember them, they start now breaking. They start saying, "Oribona, they are important." That's why now it was prevented to Paul with a thorn. It was prevented to Paul with so that Paul could not break. Now there was a thorn. Alright, let me use good news. The good news, it read as follows. But to keep me from being puffed up with pride because of the many wonderful things I saw, I was given a painful physical alignment which act as Satan's messenger to beat me and keep me from being proud. What will we say? Will we say, somebody will say, but why will God allow Satan to do this? Why will God allow Satan to give me what he gave me? I mean, remember, here Paul is saying, I was given this thorn by the agent of the devil. I mean, somebody can say, but Paul was a servant of God. He was very powerful. Why will God allow that to happen? Why? Now, Paul is saying, this was given to me so that I must not be proud of myself, so that I must not be proud because I saw the wonderful things that nobody has never seen. How many people you know in your area, wherever you are, they started breaking, saying, oh, Bona, they saw this that you never saw. Bona, they are powerful than this one. They even brag. You hear people talking, Namana preach. I mean, no one can preach more than me. They say so. Or Namana, when I pray for people, Bona, they fall before even I touch them. The people are breaking. Now, Paul is saying, I don't want to brag of the wonderful things that God has done for me. I want to tell you this evening, there are things when you look back, you see now, you see, or there are things that God has done for you. God has favored you. God has graced you. So you must not brag about those things. You must not like, you know, you must not be proud of yourself, or you must not boast about yourself, or now I'm given this, I'm better than. No. You are not better than anyone. You are not better than someone. You need to learn to be yourself. You must not try to compete with someone when it comes to the things of God. You know, people are competing. People, they said, yeah, 1 million souls, 2 million souls, and so on and so on. Now, we are competing. So, we must stop to compete. We must learn to run with our own race. You must learn to run with your own race. Don't try to run with somebody's race. And sometimes many people, when they keep on, they will make you to feel worry. When you are very important, you are higher than anyone. Sometimes we blame those people. Like, let's say we are blaming the pastor, or Pastor Kanti is the people. We as people, we cost it like that. Because we even tell him, yeah, when, and then now, you as a pastor, instead of stopping it, you're not stopping it, you leave it. And until it becomes a problem. You must not allow it to reach there. Alright, let us continue. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 20. I say this because you are even patient with someone who forced you to do things and use you. You are patient with those who tick you or think they are better than you or hit you in the face. Deuteronomy 8:14. When that happened, you must be careful not to become proud. You must not forget the Lord your God. You were slaves in Egypt, but he made you free and brought you out of that land. He said, when that happened, he was saying, when God blesses you, you must not forget God. There are lots of people we know now, God has blessed them. Now they forgot about God. There are people, they said, now, you know me, when I start working, I'm going to make sure, hurry, I do this for God. But now that person is working, immediately when he got a job, he forgot about what he said. God will help me. One of the days I'm going to talk about making a vow. I don't know when, but God will help us. One of the good days we'll talk about making a vow. Don't be too quick to make a vow that you know you're not going to fulfill it. I mean, there are people, they have promised them, you know, they have promised you lots of things. They have promised you this, they have promised you this, because of, they have promised you lots of things. They have promised you lots of things. Now, you are still listening to, by the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul to the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul.
You are the King of Kings, the Prince of Princes, the lover of my soul. I'm here because of you. I wouldn't have made it without your love. Hold me tight in your arms. Keep me with you. I said, Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, the creator of the earth. You are the excellent of all. Jesus, the lover of my soul. To Jesus, he knows more about you. He's got a blessing for you. All you gotta do is have to keep the faith. Keep the faith in the Lord.
Time to meditate. Hey, Mabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
Yeah, that was Stella Mamrobela. Stella Litwani. She married to Mamrobela. Stay where you are. What a song indeed, Stella. Thank you very much for the wonderful song. Yeah, what a song indeed. Now, you still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 8:28 CAT Central African Time. So allow me, I'm going to give you another song. When we come back, we will continue. It's saying Oscar Nsheva Wanyaja by Samist Sefako Mama Bulo from Joyous Celebration 23.
Would you move some copas? O Stanchava Wanyaja, Nagoya Kaye. So please, man, O Stanchava Wanyaja. Yeah.
Yeah, what a soul. That is Tupaco Mamabolo saying, Oscar Cheva Wanyacha, Jehovah Akwani Lilinyacho. My morning is coming. Yeah, Jehovah Lilinyacho Awakopani. Oscar Cheva Wanyacha, don't look at me down. You know, my time is coming. It may look like now I don't have a car, and on Shebela Farsi, let me tell you, my time is coming. I mean, people, they may look at you down like as if you are nothing, but let me tell you, your time is coming. Your time is coming. That was Sefako Mama Bolo saying, Oscar Sheba Wanyaja, don't look at me, don't look down at me. My time is coming. Now maybe you don't have a car now. Some people are looking down at you, but let me tell you, your time is coming. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. We are family with you, and you are our family, and we thank you and we love you. May God continue to bless you. Now, let me just make this announcement, just to remind you with the upcoming announcement. Now, in 2 days and 21 hours and 24 minutes and 50 seconds, power of the Holy Spirit, that's a revival. The revival, it will be at Reform Fellowship, 2181 Canal Extension for Kwanangi Street, from Friday 12th to the 14th April until Sunday. Host is Pastor Letwani. Pastor John Mamawolo is one of the speakers there, together with Pastor Malhopo, Mwale Malhopo. Now, Friday, the service started at 1800, which means time to meditate. So it will be replaced by that service there, and also on Saturday, and Sunday is 10:30. Now the verse is John 16:8. He will convince the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and all, and of the coming judgment. Now the other one is in Cape Town. They are having a Christ festival from the 14th to the 25th April, from the 14th to the 21st of April 2019. Oneness with Christ, that is a theme, at Christ World Ministries, 424 Albert Road, Salt River, Cape Town. The number is 021-447-1799. That's the number, 021-447-1799. Now you can contact them in order to get more details. In Limpopo, from the 19th to 21st April, Good Friday, there is an Easter conference there in the place called Rantata. It's going to start Friday the 19th until the 21st. It's Good Friday. There's three services each day. Friday there's three services. Saturday, three services. Sunday there's one service. So you must not miss that service. So let me just tell you the speakers for in case. We have Pastoress Majakani. We have Pastoress Mahulubela, we have Pastor R. Mukhobi, we have Pastor Sira Petwa, and we have Pastor J. Mamawolo. Now, Now, if you want us to play your song, you can send your song to playlist@bythegrace.org. Playlist@bythegrace.org. You can do so by saying playlist@bythegrace.org. If you want to interact with us, you can do so. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email address. You can use that email address to interact with us. Our WhatsApp number is 0328946588. If you are in South Africa, if you are international, you just see +27832894658. Or you say 0027832894658. Or our email address I give you, or you go to our website. Our website is www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you go to contact us, then, or you click on let's talk, and then you put your name, you put your email, you continue chatting to us. Now, the time is exactly now 8:38 CAT Central African Time. Now, listen to Team Godfrey featuring Travel Cream saying, Nara, Nara, enjoy the song. You can stand up and start to sing this song and give God the praise, because, I mean, what shall I render to Jehovah? What shall I render to Jehovah? He has done so much. You can just look now and see that he has done so much for you. I mean, there's nothing you can render to Jehovah. What you can do is just to thank God and say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done. I mean, what if you can try to, there's nothing you can give to Jehovah except by thanking God and giving him the praise. Now, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace.
Just for a soul.
By the grace radio.
Just for a soul.
Oh, enda, we pray for man. Nara dwe yabo by the grace ministry. Rogu direnga iwana gaina.
We are grabbed by the grace radio number 3, Shira Guest Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, Ulam Midrand, 1685.
Nara dwe yabo by the ministry of this ministry chava nina.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul.
And who is very permanent. You know, this is going to go follow. I cannot teach the Saturday. I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I'm
going to teach the Monogram. Yeah, 073-269-2731. I'm going to go to WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658. I'm going to go to www.radio.bythegrace.org.
By the grace, we are family. We are one. Now you are family with us. You are one with us this morning as you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now we read in the book of Second Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1. Now we were in verse number 7. We were in verse number 7. Remember, Paul was saying, I don't want to talk much about myself, but I want to talk about the vision and the revelation I got. Now, in verse number, as we read verse number 7, so we were in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 14. Let me repeat number 7 said, but I must not be too proud of the wonderful thing that they were shown to me. So, a painful problem was given to me. An angel from Satan sent to make me suffer so that I will not think that I'm better than anyone. I may not think that I'm better than anyone. Now, I want to tell you this evening as you are listening to us, you are not better than anyone. Doesn't matter, you may be an international preacher or you may have the tent that is accommodating 4,000 seater tent or you may be have auditorium, but you are not better than anyone. Now, when we read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, 14, it said, when that happened, you must be careful not to become proud. You must not forget the Lord your God. You were slave in Egypt, but he made you free and brought you out of that land. Deuteronomy 17, 20, then the king will not think that he is better than any of his own people. He will not turn away from law, but he will follow it exactly. Then he and his descendant will rule the kingdom of Israel a long time. You know, if you can learn not to be, to say when you are better than anyone, you will see things will be well. I mean, you know, we have this tendency of saying, nah, I'm better than this one. Now you see, now, if you read the book of Luke chapter 18, it said there was Jesus gave a story, there were two people who went to a place of prayer. They were all fast, they went there and prayed. The other one said, nah, I fast. Every week, every day I fast. Right? He said, every day I fast. But the other one said, Lord, forgive me. The other one said, now I give you this. Yet the other one said, yeah, now is better than the other one. Now, you must not think over when you are better than the other one. You must not have that mind of saying, I'm better than the other one. Right. Let's continue. Now we reading Second Chronicles chapter 26 verse number 16. It read as follows: but when Hosea became strong, his pride caused him to be destroyed. You see, when Uzziah became strong, his pride caused him to be destroyed. He was not faithful to the Lord his God. He went into the Lord's temple to burn incense on the altar for burning incense. You see, when Uzziah became strong, his pride caused him to be destroyed. So I want to tell you this evening, be careful, because your pride, it will make you to be destroyed. The people we know, they had this pride. They thought, Mona, they are better than anyone, and they were destroyed. Now, it's very important, be careful that you are not destroyed. Be careful that you are not destroyed. You must not be, you must not have what we call, you must not become pride. Because the Bible says when Uzziah became strong, his pride caused him to be destroyed. There are people when they receive things, you know, when things open, they have businesses and they start to have pride. And that pride, it will destroy you. Don't forget where you're coming from. Don't forget where you're coming from. Don't forget where you're coming from. You know where you're coming from. Alright, I'm not going to go deeper into that. We'll talk about that some other day. Alright, let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 32, 25 to 26. But Hezekiah's heart was proud, so he did not give God thanks for his kindness. This is why God was angry with Hezekiah and with the people of Judah and Jerusalem. But Hezekiah and the people living in Jerusalem changed their heart and lives. They became humble and stopped being proud. So the Lord's anger didn't come on them while Hezekiah was alive. You see, that's why I'm saying, it tells us worry, Hezekiah's heart was proud, so he did not give God thanks and his kindness. It's very important to give God praise, because he deserves praise. He deserves worship. He deserves praise. He deserves worship. So you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Now, the time is exactly 8:51. So we're just gonna give God the praise. The song is saying, "Babe, isite, giyabonga." That is Tagindo. Enjoy this song.
Bye.
Baban Sitte, that is Takindu, a man from Venda, but he sang a song in Swati. Eh, yane. Baban Sitte. What a song, what a song, what a song, what a song. We thank God for him. We thank God to have him in South Africa, to have him. What a song indeed. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The time is exactly 8:57 CAT, Central African Time. It's time for me to sign off. It's time for me to say bye-bye. I thank you. So I'm just going to tell you, from now until in the morning, you can enjoy the sermon and the music and so on. All right. We have our programs are as follows. In the morning, 6 to 9, we have a show. It's called Weeping May Last for Night, But Joy Comes in the Morning. That is done by Pastor Patrick Mundebele, all the way from Piet Retief. Piet Retief. All the way from Piet Retief, Swaziland. And we have 9 to 12, we have a show, Different Colors, One People, with KK Kolefolo Malaji is in Shoshanguve, all the way from Hawali. 12 o'clock until 3, we have a show, Who Need a Doctor, with Miss Pastor MB Mama Wolo. Yeah, and we have from 3 to 6, we have a show by young men, Koke Jomwaiwele Mukanzi, energetic man, a comedian man. 6 to 9, it's a show, Time to Meditate. I want to thank you very much for tuning in, for giving us your ears, for giving us your time. We were talking about vision and the thorn. But tomorrow we will continue from verse. We will just continue where we left. May God bless you. I love you so much. Cheers. Let me just say, I want to leave you with this song by Rofiwa Manyanga and Mpo, the lady Mpo Rigado. And Takindu. I'm leaving you with this song. May God bless you. Bye bye.
We're going to do this one.
Nandi bonye kopira horufu ngeba